At 2 to 11, let's focus on some key performances from Caulfield on Saturday with the trial files at Matt Welsh. What are the horses to follow, Matt?
Yeah, well, as I said, now, I think it's a meeting we need to treat with a little bit of caution. Those last seven winners were all first up, so I think that's a testament to the slow tempos that those horses who didn't quite have as much fitness as some of the horses who'd raced over summer were able to keep up early due to slow tempos and sprint over the top of their rivals. So, as I said, the meeting needs to be treated with a little bit of caution, but I'm going to go outside of the sort of popular horses to follow. I'm going to go with Lake District Girl out of race two, the fillies prelude for the Blue Diamond. I think she did an excellent job up on speed to be beaten less than a length, and there's a win in her. She showed good improvement from her debut into this run, and third up, I think she's ready to win. I'm going to follow Titan Blinders out of the Colts and Geldings, a first starter for Leon and Troy Corstens. Made up good late ground after being held up in the early stages of the straight. And then out of that last race, Montoya's Secret again for the Corstens yard. I think she will step up to 1,400 and 1,600 metres in the coming weeks. And I think she's in for a good campaign, Nadia.
Was there anything that caught your eye throughout the week?
Look, Friday at Bendigo, there was a maiden winner that probably not many missed. She was backed off the map, race two, Langoustine. This horse was resuming for the Godolphin Stable, who have just had an unbelievable 48 hours. They've won just about everything. But this daughter of Exceed and Excel settled just in behind the tempo from gate 11, and she put them away very quickly. It was race two on the card. She ran 64.28 for the 1,100 metres, which was very good time. Best last 1,000 metre split of the day. So I'll be following Langoustine. She had very good form through her previous campaign, having been beaten by Smart Coupe on debut, and then Octobello and Illumicon, who are all horses we know who have come to town and run well. So I think Langoustine's in for a big campaign, and it's great to see Godolphin back in some fine form on Saturday, Nadia.
It was for sure. Well, let's have a look at the meeting tomorrow. We're heading off to Ballarat, the eight races. What are your thoughts on the program?
It's a tricky card. It's probably a lot trickier than we faced in the last couple of weeks when previewing the Tuesday meetings. We've got the rail back to the true after it's been out some distance, so that could favour horses up on speed. Very light winds as well, which is only going to make it easier for those up on speed. So I think it'll be a tough job for horses back in the field to run them down, but Ballarat's been racing beautifully of late, so looking forward to the meeting.
Well, let's have a look at race one. This is a three-year-old maiden, 1,600 metres. We've got one first starter for Jason Moran that steps out here, and as far as the raced horses, some have shown a bit of ability.
Yeah, it's not a bad mile maiden, actually. Shock, Shock and Last Light come off a pretty fast distance maiden at Pakenham last start, and they're certainly in the mix. That first starter for Jason Warren, Dew Wrinkler, you mentioned, I think will certainly benefit from the outing. Comes off an official Geelong trial the other day, and I thought, yeah, will definitely benefit for the outing anyway. I think faces a task to win on debut. The horse I'm keen to back here is one we mentioned last week in Heir to the Throne. He was scratched from a similar maiden last week, saved for this week. He was very good first up at Sale over 1,400. He paraded very well that day. I think the step to 1,600 suits from gate five. Bo Merton should be able to put him right on speed. So I rate him 5-4, $2.25. We don't have any markets up as yet, but I think given it's a pretty even sort of field here, I think we'll get better than that, and looks a good way to start the card, Nadia.
It does. Okay, race one. Race two, this is a maiden, 1,400 metres the journey. We've got the 12 runners here. Who do you think are the key chances?
Very tricky race, this. One that interests me is Nightly Thoughts, number seven for Cindy Alderson. This horse trialled quite well at Cranbourne last week for this resumption to racing. She resumes with the winkers on. Her three runs to date have all been on wet tracks, so she's a horse who's going to get backs. Will need some luck late, but she interests me. I rate her about a $5 chance, and I'm certain we'll get better than that when markets come up. The other one I think will be over the odds here is number nine, Runaway Girl. She missed the kick slightly at Great Western on debut, made good late ground. I think the step up to 1,400 metres and return to her home track suits. So they're the two that most interest me. Two horses who have shown a bit of talent on the track thus far are Trent, number six. He's run well in town, in distance maidens in town, 1,400 metre maidens in town. He was very poor first up at Terang, went well supported in the market, but the tongue tie does go on here, which would suggest there was an issue. So big watch on him. And Number one, Chloe's King, gets the blinkers on and a tongue tie, which I think he's probably crying out for. His first two runs this campaign, he was luckless at Yarra Valley, went 8th of 9th, and then the track bias probably got him beaten at Camperdown as much as anything. Second up on a day that you needed to be up against the rail and leading, he was coming down the outside fence. And then Terang last start, he was just fair, but he's in the mix. I think the two that we'll get good odds about, though, are number 7, Nightly Thoughts, and number 9, Runaway Girl. But it's certainly not a race that I'd be getting overly keen about, Nadia.
That's the second. We have a look at race 3 now. This is a maiden to be run over 1,200 metres. Some well-bred stock in this.
It's another very tricky race. There's a few horses that we haven't seen jump outs for this time in from good stables that were a touch disappointing on debut. So I'm treading very carefully here with race 3. And for Larder, for Melody Cunningham, I wasn't able to find a recent jump out for a 5-year-old gelding who hasn't raced since the 23rd of July 2016 at Newcastle. So big watch on it. One horse I have seen jump out is Furnish, and he got back in a trial, was given a soft time late. Debut's in the blinkers here. I'd be watching the market with him. Obviously, Henry Dwyer has a base out at Ballarat, so this is his second home. I think he's an interesting runner on debut, Nadia, but it certainly wasn't a race so I could get excited about from a pre-post betting perspective.
What about race 4? We're starting to get a few markets that are coming through, and the Tab have got a market up for this race. So let's go through it. The Fillies and Mares event. They've got Dove's Cry at 225, Sears at 750, down to Summer Sham at 320, who won on debut. And then you're looking at number 7, Lara Nard, who's at $7.
Yeah, this is a really good race. Dove's Cry was a fantastic debut winner at Ballarat, and then split Twitchy Frank and Magnesium Rose at Moonee Valley at her only other start before being sent for a spell. And we've seen how good that form is. She's certainly in the mix. I had Summer Sham and Dove's Cry rated about 275 each of two. So I think Summer Sham is the overs at the $3.20. Her debut win was excellent. I think she could have settled far closer in the run had Daniel Moore wanted to, but he was just happy having this filly sitting out 3 and 4 wide. He probably knew what he had under her, and I think from gate 9, stepping up that extra 100 metres in distance, she can roll forward and assume control of this race, whereas I think Dove's Cry will probably settle third or fourth in behind, and that tactical advantage for Summer Sham coupled with the race fitness on her side, I think makes her really hard to beat. The second horse out of that Ballarat maiden that she won on debut over and above has since gone to Sandown and won. And the fourth horse, Lord Mornington, was a maiden winner subsequent as well. So the form's very strong. The time they ran there relative to the day was excellent. So I think she is the horse over the odds. I have a huge respect for Dove's Cry. I just think that she will improve with the run, and I think that she's a touch under the odds. So I'd be happy to take the $3.20 Summer Sham. I think she'll start closer to favourite, and I think two really smart fillies go around here in race 4, Nadia.
Race number 5, 64 Rising Stars over 1,100. Now the market with the Tab's got number 1, Miss Ayano, at $5.50. $5 for the 3 Fast Strike. You're looking at Minton Mosley, who's at $8, the Consigliere at $9, Keep Courting is at $6, and Earl Street is at $7.50.
Yeah, the two that interest me here are Fast Strike and Keep Courting. Fast Strike's not a regular winner, but his two runs this campaign over the 1,000 metres have been excellent. He was second to Holy Blade last start at Sandown, and that was after being held up a touch in the straight. Getting to 1,100 metres is ideal now, third up. Can roll forward, settle in the first 3 or 4. So I've got him marked closer to $4 and favourite at that price. I think the wide draw for Keep Courting, probably no issue. I think she can roll forward. She's racing in very good form. And the Spirit or Lager race that she went around in over 1,200 last start was... they ran very good time there, and Spirit or Lager has come out and won again since. And her run in the start prior at 1,100 was also good. So I think she'll roll forward for Michael Poy with the 3 kilos off, closer to $5 for mine. So they're the two over the odds. L Street's trialled up okay. I think she'll benefit for the outing. And the other one who's going to get a lovely run, I'd include in trifectas and first fours, is Yule Thrasham, who's racing well, raced in restricted room for a bit of the straight at Pakenham last start, but from gate four, probably lobs in the one by one, and she'll get every chance. But yeah, pretty keen there to back Fast Strike and also have keep courting going for a winning result as well, Nadia.
We look at race six. This is a 1600 metre heat of the Potter Plant Cup Series, and the market here's got a short price favourite in the form of Big Spur. Look, we've got one Sassoon who's at 650, Big Sir who won last start second up at 225 favourite. Carmenarin is at 460, Lara's Web at 6, and then you've got Three Strikes who's also at $6, the last start winner.
One of the key elements here is they're going to run it along. You've got Real Finis who likes to go at breaknecks or very fast speed early. Lara's Web, they're going to roll forward. Carmenarin will be there as well. So they're going to set this race up for something to run over the top. I think the Big Spur was just super in winning last start. He's going from strength to strength, sired by Redwood, who is a sire whose horses generally take a bit of time to come to their best, and he's really starting to sort of deliver on some of the talent he showed early. His action just looks so good once he got the gaps last start at Ballarat and put them away very quickly. It was a soft win on the line. Luke Nolan was basically sitting up in the saddle. So I think Big Sir is one of the favourites we can really get stuck into tomorrow. I think he rates closer to a $1.90 chance, so that $2.25 does look value. I'll be having a small save and also a Quinella with Three Strikes, who put them away quickly last start at Ballarat when we were quite keen on her there, and she ran good time. I don't think the step to 1600 metres is any issue now with a few runs under her belt this time in. So I'm pretty keen the Big Sir. I'll have something on Three Strikes, and I'll be taking just those two in this leg of the quaddie, Nadia.
So we can go a bit lighter in that leg of the quaddie. We have a look at race seven. This is a 64-2300 metres. We've got number one Now and Zen, who's had the two runs now this prep at 9.50. Jimmy Varg at 8.50. 4.60, the early favourite for Prince Albie. Then you're looking at Coors at $5. $9 there for Lily Morn, and Bonville is at $6.
Look, I'm going to back both 8 and 9 here in Franquin, who is the leader. I think we'll roll forward for Samuel Payne from gate 11 and give them something to chase. As I mentioned, I think leaders will be hard to run down all day. So he's racing in good form. He won at Great Western last start, absolutely walked in. Obviously, this is a rising grade. This is a pretty handy race for a Tuesday, but I think Franquin will give them something to catch. The other one I want on side is Coors, a four-year-old mare. Jordan Childs takes the ride for Matt Kamani here on her home track. She raced in restricted room up the straight at Sandown last start. She's a horse on the up. She won very easily in a benchmark 64 at Geelong the start prior. And from gate eight, she'll just blend into the race, probably just forward of midfield, one off the fence, and I think she'll be strong late. So they're the two that I'm keen to back there. I think Franquin's great value at around that $17 marker, and I had Coors rated the favourite. So they're the two I'm keen on, 8 and 9 in race 7, Nadia.
8 and 9 the 7th, and then a look at race number 8. Here we've got number 1, Lucky Prospector at 5. $6 for Innocent Lily. Lady Lee's at 3.40, the early favourite who's set to resume. You've got Walled City at 9 and Bond for Glory at $6.50.
Lady Lee's the class runner for David Hayes, Ben Hayes and Tom Davenink. Resuming here, certainly a horse will get better as the distances get longer, and she will concede them a start. So if you are keen to back her, I'd keep an eye on how the track's playing. You'd want to see them being able to get out to the middle and really run home over the top of them. I think the play here is Bon for Glory, number 12, on a 1-by-3 basis. We're getting $2.25 the play, $6.50 the win. Her first up run was good in a fast run 1,000-metre race at Terang behind Hot Witness and Captain Crackerjack. She's a previous winner second up. I think she can settle far closer from gate 5 up in trip, and she'll get a lovely run in transit. So I think number 12, Bon for Glory, is the horse to beat. As I mentioned, a big watch there on Lady Lee, who is a class runner, but is going to get better as the distances get longer. And I'd certainly include number 5, Innocent Lily, in the quaddie. She'll roll forward and make her own luck, Nadia.
And that's a look at the meeting tomorrow. What do you think of the key bets at this point?
I think we can kick off in race 1. I think Heir to the Throne will atone for being scratched last week when we're very keen on him. As I said, I think it's a tricky punting day. I don't think there's a huge amount of value around, but Big Sir does look a favourite who is over the odds, and I think looks a good bet there. Race 6, number 2. And then I think race 8, number 12, Bond for Glory on an each-way basis, more the place, is a good way to round out the day. But tricky punting day, Nadia, and as those markets come up for the first few, I'll see if we might mention a few more bets on Twitter.
Fantastic. All the best of luck with it tomorrow. Thank you for that, Matt.
No worries. Thanks, Nadia.
There is Matt Welsh from the Trial Fires having a look at the program of racing tomorrow from Ballarat.